To our fourth story now, another US drone strike, this time in Afghanistan, has left at least two people dead. Police officials in the eastern province of Kunar say the attack occurred on Tuesday in the Nadi district. According to the provincial police chief, the victims were two Taliban commanders from Pakistan and Afghanistan. The new drone strike comes on the heels of 3 days of similar airstrikes in Yemen, which killed nearly 50 people. Washington uses its drones for targeted killings in Yemen, Pakistan, Afghanistan and Somalia. It claims that its pilotless aircraft target militants, but according to sources on the ground, many of the victims are civilians. Let's go to San Francisco and talk to Richard Becker with the Answer Coalition. Welcome, sir. Mr. Becker, as the U.S. is preparing for a possible troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, what will happen to the drone program? I mean, how likely will that be scrapped, too?
Well, it appears that the drone program, especially based on the events of the last couple of days, the drone program is unfortunately alive and continuing and maybe intensifying. And so this represents a grave danger to the population in Afghanistan, as well as Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, as you mentioned.
And of course, the fact that the drone program is internationally illegal and violates the sovereignty of the targeted nation and nations, including Yemen and Somalia and other nations. Just how much can Afghanistan follow up the case and sue the United States for this?
Well, I think that we've seen that in the international bodies like the International Court of Justice and the International Criminal Court, the latter, the United States refuses to join, stating openly that it won't join because its military forces could be subject to criminal prosecution if it were a member of the court. But these bodies have very much been under the control of the big Western powers, the United States, Britain, France, Germany. Really, the imperialist powers in the world today dominate them and really mete out justice to those who they have targeted, primarily thus far in Africa and in the former Yugoslavia. So there's no real international justice. I mean, I don't believe that the Afghan government could not bring a case, but it's very unlikely that either a court in the United States or the international bodies that I've mentioned would allow them to bring it.
And will compensation be given to the victims, the civilians, that is?
Well, we, of course, don't know who are civilians and who are combatants, and in fact, the United States is not at war officially with any of these countries, so in fact, they all are, in reality, civilians. But the United States does compensate with small amounts of money the families of some people they judge to be civilian. But that does not provide any justification whatsoever for what you mentioned before, a clear and really terrible violations of international law.
Indeed. Richard Becker with the Answer Coalition from San Francisco. As always, thanks for your thoughts there, sir.